my God.
Block. Who do you block?
Brandon Powell. You have Brandon Powell pushing Nick Mullins to get a first down. What? Why?
The magic ran out for us.
When we needed this guy over and over again, he would not be denied. On Monday Night Football!
Yo, what's up? Welcome back to Vikes Vibes. First off, Jaren, what do you think about the new intro?
I liked it.
Oh, it took me a while to make that, but
I bet it did.
All right, well, how's it going, man? We're at the Vikings season review show.
Yes, it's going good. How are you?
Same old. So, like we said in the past, Vikings did not have the season we hoped for. I do have let me find it here. I have a visual here. No, that's not it. I should have had that up already. To go into the first game, though, we'll briefly go through each week. So week one against Tampa Bay, I was pretty confident that we were going to win that game, but that's where it all started. It was just turnovers.
Yep.
The fumbles in that game was just it killed us.
Well, wasn't our first drive a fumble?
I believe so.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, a lot of turnovers this year. I thought we would have won that Bucs game too, but I don't think I think the Bucs are a real team.
Oh yeah, after seeing them beat the Eagles, man. Oh
yeah, I mean. Mayfield.
Yeah. They barely got into the playoffs. I mean, but they ended up getting home.
Yeah, they took our spot, I believe.
Yeah. And I mean,
you looked at
our team. I mean, they clearly deserved it more than we did, to be honest.
Yeah, they did.
And then we go to week two, Thursday Night Football against Philadelphia. I definitely had us losing that game, but, there was always hope. There was one specific thing in that game was the fumble out of the end zone for Justin Jefferson. Yep. If that wouldn't have been that rule in that game, I feel like we would have won that game.
I think we would have because we would have been ahead going into halftime.
Yeah.
And I think we could have kept going too.
Yeah, I feel like we played better than I expected in that game.
Yep.
And then it wasn't just us that got screwed over by that rule this year. I feel like
no, there was a lot of teams that got that. They need to go back and look at that rule.
I feel like they're going to change that.
Because I feel like if that ball crosses the pylon and it's still coming out, that should be a touchdown yet.
Yeah. Didn't it happen to the Cowboys earlier on in the season, too?
That, and I think it's happened to Derek Carr a couple times.
Oh, the Saints?
Yeah, and even when he was a Raider, too. He did it like 3 or 4 times as a Raider.
Yeah.
And there was a running back, too, I think, that did it. Was it? I think might have been the Texan CJ. I think he did something like that.
Maybe.
Or came out of his hand when he was crossing, and they ruled it a fumble.
Yeah, I think you are right. There's a handful of them that happened to him.
I think they should go relook at that rule.
I feel like they should, or I feel like they will.
But. And I think they need to look at the rule of targeting the knees.
Yes. Because
that Lion player, he is definitely going for the knees.
Oh, yeah. That Joseph guy, number 31.
Yeah, the one that hurt Hockenson, took him out.
Yeah, and then he tried taking JJ out, and then he just took Higbee out in the Rams playoff game.
I definitely think there should be a thing where the knees rule, because those knees are valuable.
Yeah, I want to
targeting the knees. I get if you accidentally, you know, do a low hit, you know, you're going fast. You don't know what, you know, you're hitting.
Right, he was clearly lunging at him.
You can clearly see he's going for those knees.
Yeah.
When he was hitting. I mean, that should be looked at. Especially him as a player should be looked at.
And I feel like he should be fined, too.
Yeah, he's doing some dirty hits. Well, even that hit that he did on Diggs, that where Diggs got laid out and the guy gave himself his own concussion, he should have been ejected that game or fined. But no, JJ gets a fine for pointing his finger like it was a gun.
Oh, yeah, that was BS.
They fine him for that, but don't fine the other guy for giving him a helmet-to-helmet hit.
Yeah, and you clearly know it was helmet-to-helmet. I mean, he took himself out of the game.
And JJ was heated. You know it was a targeted hit.
Yeah, I would have been heated, too.
I would have, too. Oh.
And then we go to week 3. There was two 0-2 teams against the Chargers. I was actually at that game. I definitely thought that we were going to pull that one out. You know, a specific problem in that game was one of your not so favorite players from this year, Jaron, Caleb Evans.
Oh man!
There was that crazy bobbled catch in the end zone. I think it was Palmer. I think that Caleb Evans went for the interception, and it was just a crazy bobble with Palmer, and he caught it and got the touchdown. I think that was kind of the turning point in that game, and we end up losing.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, that was well. And then once again, our opening drive. I believe it was it Oliver or tight end fumbled? No, Hockenson, I believe, fumbled it.
I think it was Oliver.
Okay, it was. I know it was one of our tight ends fumbled it on our first throw.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he caught the ball and then
took off running.
Yeah, I was like, holy crap, we're going to get a big gain here. And at the end of the play, when he got tackled, he loses the ball. I was like, are you serious?
I believe, yeah. So it was one of, I think it was Oliver.
Yeah.
So once again, turnovers.
Yep. And then week 4, we go to Carolina to visit our old buddy Adam Thielen. And we finally pull out a win. I actually, in my projections for the season, I had us losing to this Carolina team because I thought that Bryce Young would have had it figured out or whatever a little bit more than what he did by this game. But we ended up winning. And the big play in that game that I have written down is the fumble recovery by big boy DJ Wonnum, and he recovered it for a touchdown. That was sweet.
Yeah, that was a good one.
And then we go to week 5. Probably one we want to forget about. The champs back in our stadium. This is the game where Justin Jefferson hurts his hamstring. I do feel like we were in that game, though. They didn't blow us out.
I think we lost. What was it, by a touchdown again?
I don't remember. I don't have the scores up. I just have.
It was close, though. I know it was close. It wasn't a blowout.
Yeah, it wasn't a blowout like you know.
You know, I know you like the Chiefs, but once again, you know, they had some help with the officials towards the end of that game because I think we got some bull crap calls on defense.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying that, you know, they pay them off, but it sure seems like those Chiefs get some help sometimes. But yeah. What team doesn't really?
Us?
I was just going to say that. We're the only team, I swear, that the officials hate.
Right.
Like, we ain't helping you guys today.
You guys are purple.
Yeah, you purple. You got a home. Ugh.
And then week six, first divisional game in Chicago, we end up beating the Bears 1-0 in the division. So we're looking at that. Without Justin Jefferson.
I think that's when Addison actually started to kind of really go off.
I think he slowly started in there, and then the next week. Week 7.
That against the
Niners? 49ers, yep.
Okay, that's when he went off.
So, yeah, week 7 against the 49ers, Monday Night Football. I was at this game.
Yep.
It was one of the best experiences I've ever had. It was amazing, and it was the perfect game to go to. I feel like this was the Vikings game of the year right here. This was... Yeah. Oh, my God.
That was actually a game that we actually did not let off the pedal.
Right.
Now that I think about it, we actually did have a game where we didn't have a team sneak back into it. It was against the 49ers.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't blow them out by any means.
We weren't scared. Like, I actually sat in the fourth quarter with 2 minutes on the clock sitting there like, we got this.
Yeah. And, like, Kirk... That night was just red hot. Oh my God. Oh, yeah,
he was playing lights out.
Oh, he was playing like an MVP that night. Holy moly. And well, like
that was when it started his MVP talk. Everyone was like, okay. And then he came on and played again, and it's like, okay. And then, yeah.
Yeah, and then like you said, this game was Jordan Addison's like coming out party. Like,
yeah.
He had such a great game. Do you remember this? The NFL actually took a picture from him from that game, and it was their like profile picture or their like cover photo on Facebook for a while. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I was like, man, they've finally given us some props.
And then the play that he did too. Was it Ward that he stole that ball from?
Yeah, because I think earlier, a couple of drives before that, I think Ward actually did pick it off, didn't he?
That was in the first quarter, yep.
Yeah, and then
McCaffrey fumbled.
Yeah.
So there was two turnovers in the first quarter right away.
Yeah, and then
Ward.
I feel like that second one was probably the same exact play. O'Connell was like, hey, let's try this again.
Same exact thing. Ward got in there. He had it. It would have been a pick six.
I thought it was a pick. And then all of a sudden, are you serious?
Taking off. I'm like, yeah, wait, what?
Yeah, I was like, what? Why is he running? Oh, he's got the ball. Go.
Yeah, that's all I was, too. Like, I was like, no way he stole that. That was a great play. That was, like you said, that was his coming out party.
Yeah, definitely was. And then Cam Bynum, BZ, it's a movie. And he had a game ceiling interception there. That was, man. Like I said, by far, this was the game of the year for the Vikings. 49ers, and I was at it. I was so lucky to be there, and it was awesome. And then the next week, week 8, we go to Lambeau Field, play Jordan Love. We win that game, but another one that we want to forget. Kirk Cousins tears his Achilles.
Felt like a loss.
Yeah, I remember texting you after this game, like, yeah, we won, but I literally feel like we lost.
Like, I felt like we got blown out.
Yep.
That's how it felt. Like, it did not feel like a win.
No, and that was even before we knew for a fact that he tore his Achilles and he was going to be out. Like, we knew as soon as we saw him, even when he was leaving the field, but then going off on the cart, like, I was like, he's not coming back this year.
Same thing that Rodgers did when you seen him go out. It's like, that's his Achilles. And then they showed a replay of it popping. It's like, yep, we're screwed.
Well, but one good thing about this game was Jair Alexander, this cocky guy, he got cooked by the rookie Jordan Addison in this game.
And that was
hilarious.
That was great.
Oh, man.
But I'm sure it was a fluke.
Oh, yeah. Yep, it's just a fluke. I think he said that after the game.
I'm sure he did. You know, that's all he is. He's a fluke.
Right. I'm surprised we could even understand what he was saying because he just talks so weird.
Oh, he mumbles.
Yeah.
He doesn't open his mouth when he talks. That is nuts.
Ugh. And then week 9, we're on a winning streak. We go to Atlanta. Bunch of hype. Rookie Jaren Hall starts. He has a couple really good drives, and then he runs towards the end zone, and he gets taken out with a concussion. In comes Josh Dobbs, only being here for about a week. He absolutely tears it up. Like, it was so good of a performance. Like, I'm like, dude, I was convinced maybe Josh Dobbs was our future quarterback. I was like, holy moly. But, you know, as the season went on, we found out that that was just a fluke.
That was definitely a fluke. I think, I don't know, I'm not dissing Dobbs or anything.
Oh,
I think
no.
He has potential to be a dang good quarterback. He just needs a lot of molding.
Yes.
You know, maybe would it be bad to keep him as our backup and have him sit behind Cousins?
Right.
Because I don't think he's really had a quarterback to sit behind.
Right.
Because I think when he was in Pittsburgh, Roethlisberger, he was hurt, I think. So he didn't really get to watch him practice.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. But I'm not dissing him. I think he has potential to be a good quarterback.
Yeah.
He needs to slow it down a little bit.
Yes.
Too fast at looking down. He doesn't give himself time.
And go through his progressions. Like, look at his reads. Don't just, if his first one's not open and he just takes off, like, you can't be doing that. You're going to catch on to that.
Especially if he's on the Vikings, because we're a pocket passing team.
Yeah.
You know, it's built behind Cousins like that.
Yep.
You know, and he was not a pocket passer, so would have been a smarter idea to get a quarterback that was a pocket passer, like a Flacco? Who knows?
Right.
I mean, who knows how Flacco would have did with us? We're the Vikings, so it could have been completely different.
Yeah, it should have. It probably would have, too.
Or his rotor cup or something when he came to us. Who knows?
Yeah. The week 10, the Dobbs mania continues. He just tore up the Saints. We won that game. So we're on a 5-game winning streak. And then week 11, we go to Denver for Sunday Night Football. And that's where the turnovers started plaguing us again. And the injuries. We fall to Sean Payton and the Broncos. It wasn't a good game. It was a close game still, though. I feel like it was like 20-22 or something like that.
No, yeah, it won by a touchdown.
I feel like it was less than a touchdown. I don't remember.
It was a field goal. Yeah. But Wilson threw that last minute touchdown with a couple minutes left on the clock. Dobbs had to do was get us a field goal range.
Yeah.
And I told you too, I said, now if that was Cousins, you know we would have been in field goal range.
Or we would have got a touchdown.
Yeah, he would have got us down there.
Yeah, even without JJ.
Yeah. See, that's a veteran quarterback. He finds other key players to go to.
Yep.
He would have found Hockenson. He would have found someone.
And then week 12, another Monday Night Football game. The Bears come here, and the Pastronaut crash landed. This after this game is actually when you joined the show for the first time. Yeah, that was pretty sweet.
A little snazzy.
And we ended up losing that game. I feel like more interceptions by Dobbs, just turnover city. And then we have the bye week. And then week 14, we go to Las Vegas to play the Raiders. This was Justin Jefferson's return, which wasn't anywhere near as expected.
It wasn't long either, his return.
I think, didn't he go with a rib injury or something like that? Or chest? Yeah.
Chest injury, but I blame that on Dobbs because he threw that ball way too high.
Oh, yeah, I remember that, yeah.
Can't be having your receivers doing that in the middle of open field like that.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't do it intentionally, but you gotta keep that.
That was a boring game, dude.
Oh, very boring game. Felt like I was watching baseball.
Good thing that was, I'm pretty sure that's the game that I had COVID through.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just laying in bed watching that game, and I'm like, God dang, this is boring. But we pulled out the win 3-0. And it just, that was, I don't know. There's not much left to say on that game.
That's when our defense was actually playing really good. That's when we had those, that's when we didn't let any defense score, offense score a point.
Yeah.
For those three games.
And then week 15, Cincinnati, we go to Cincinnati. Nick Mullins is the quarterback.
Yep.
And, play calling was horrible in this game. That was the fourth and one, and we QB sneak it on third and one and fourth and one, and we should have gave it to Ty Chandler. That was just BS play calling right there. It was it was bad.
That was bad play.
And then week 16, the Lions come here. More interceptions, more turnovers by Mullins, and the Lions win the division in our house, which absolutely sucked.
Yep.
And then New Year's Eve against Green Bay, we just had no desire at all in that game.
That was just a horrible game.
Sides
of the ball.
They were without Jair Alexander, and we still lost. They just absolutely crushed us. Aaron Jones ran all over us, and
I mean that was defense, offense, coaching. That was everything. That was an everyone loss.
Oh yeah. And then our season finale, week 18, at Detroit. Justin Jefferson had a hell of a day. He went over 1,000 yards in the season that game after missing 7 games, but we still found a way to lose. So, we finished 7-10, third in the NFC North, home record of 2-6, which is absolutely horrible, and road 5-4 on the road. So. Hats off to the Lions for winning the division. Wish it wouldn't have been in our house, but yeah.
Yeah.
So, yep. Let's see here. Wondering what I should do next here. Just quick thing. Harrison Smith, do you think he retires, or do you think he comes back for one more year?
Well, this is we're due to give him $19 million.
I don't remember the numbers.
If we got rid of him, if we cut him, that would be $11 million, I believe, or $19 million. That would be free. But I don't know if he'll retire. I feel like if anything, I feel like he'll try to negotiate a smaller contract. Because he's still under contract for, I think, one more year or two more with us. So I feel like they'll try to negotiate, well, him. Because he said he doesn't want to play anywhere. He says he's retiring on one team.
Yeah.
So that's, I don't know. He hasn't announced it, so. I mean, he kind of hinted about it, but who knows?
Right.
He is getting up there. I mean, he doesn't have the explosive plays like he used to.
But yeah, I hope he comes back.
I hope he does. Because you know when he's out there. His presence are known when he's out there.
Yeah, I just feel like he can't end his career on a season like this.
No, and I feel like he'll negotiate because he's not in it for the money.
And if Brian Flores does come back next year, he's got to come back. If Brian Flores is our DC next year, Smith has to come back. He was so excited about Flores, and
yeah, well, that's why he took that pay cut.
Right, he was so excited about Flores being here, and it's just.
So I feel like he'll try to negotiate. I do think they will try. It's going to be both parties come into an agreement.
Yeah.
What else you got, man?
And then one more thing before we get to the Vikings awards. Kevin O'Connell, he took a lot of heat this season by basically everyone.
Oh, yeah. I'll admit it. I was one of them.
Yeah. but I thought of something. Well, I think I heard someone say this. I don't know who it was, but maybe his offense is just that hard for players to get down. And we had a lot of backups in this season. So just something to think about. Maybe, you know, the learning curve of KOC's offense, which I've heard it is.
I've heard
it's pretty complicated.
Very, very difficult offense to catch on to.
So maybe that was, I don't know, maybe that was the problem. We're one of them. I'm not saying it was the whole problem, but it just, it's something to think about, I guess. So
no, it is, especially when you got mostly backups in. And that's hard for backups that hardly play.
Yeah.
To come in on a hard offense like that. That's because they didn't think Dobbs would have did good his first day as a Viking because the offense is so complex, they said.
Yeah, and I think, you know, with Dobbs going in for Jaren Hall, that game, I think it was a very, like, very, very generic playbook because Dobbs didn't really know much. So. Maybe they should have stuck with that playbook going forward.
Maybe. Here's three plays. Go with it.
Right. All right. Now we're to our season awards. So okay. I'll show my screen. It'll have my pick and Jaren's pick for each category. So first up, I'm going to start with Rookie of the Year. I picked Jordan Addison and Jaren picked Ivan Pace Jr. So when I made my pick, I was hoping that you were going to pick Ivan Pace Jr. because I almost did. But after the season Jordan Addison had, I couldn't not pick him. So
I only went with Pace Jr. because, one, he was an undrafted free agent. You come in and you're starting as the starter, as a linebacker, and you have a good year for a linebacker. So that's why I went with it. I mean, he went undrafted. He wasn't supposed to be a no one.
Right.
So that's why I went with him.
Yeah, and I went Jordan Addison. I mean, he could have broke that 1,000-yard rushing, receiving, but you know, he had 900 some odd receiving yards and 10 touchdowns as a rookie. So I had to give it to him. So, there's the rookie of the year. We'll draw next man up. There we go. I went Dalton Risner. Jaren went Jordan Addison. So I picked Dalton Risner. I don't really know if it was kind of a next man up, but you know, he came in week 4 or something like that.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he didn't give up a sack the entire season.
No.
And I just think that was, you know, he came in and I don't know how we don't re-sign him next year.
We'll have to.
I had to give it to Dalton Risner there. And then you said that you picked Jordan Addison. He wasn't really next man up, but he kind of was.
JJ went down. That was Cousins' main receiver there
for a while. Yep, especially in that San Francisco game.
That's what really caught me on that was the San Fran game.
Yep. So I never, you know, when you were sending me your picks, I you know, there was a good perspective that you gave on who you picked and why. So, all right, that's next man up. Next we'll go to most improved player. I picked Josh Metellus and Jaren picked Cam Bynum. I have some stats written down here. Let's see here. Josh Metellus, last year in 2022, he had 42 tackles, 33 solo, 9 assists, 0 sacks, and 1 pick. This year, 110 total tackles, 73 solo, 37 assists, 2.5 sacks, and a pick. From total tackles, you go from 42 to 110.
Whew. Wow.
And then 33 to 73 solo, 9 to 37 assists, and 0 to 2.5 sacks.
Wow.
Yep. That's why I picked Josh Metellus. And then you picked Beasy. You know, he was one of the ones I was thinking about when I was thinking about this pick as well, though. So that's a good pick as well.
Yeah.
All right. Next, we got Mr. Tenacious. Now, for those of you who don't know what Mr. Tenacious is, it's kind of a category I made up last year. It's kind of one that for a player that just kind of battles through stuff and just keeps getting back up and is so effective. And I knew for a fact that me and Jaren were going to have the same exact pick on this one, and we did. It's TJ Hockenson for both of us. You know, he played through those rib injuries all season, and he just kept going back in, and just was so effective still. And there was no doubt in my mind that I was not going to give it to TJ.
Hey, I don't want to like be rude or anything, but I got to go into the clinic here.
All right, man.
I got to go Lucy Landon. But I'm sorry, man.
That's all right, man. Go take care of your kid.
Yeah, you keep on rocking.
All right, man. See you later.
All right. Talk to you later, man.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Now, now we got offensive player or offensive moment of the year. We both had the same pick for this as well. It's Jordan Addison's touchdown catch in San Francisco. You know, you heard us talk about it earlier, and it just hands down, it was just I couldn't not pick that. So there's that. Next, we got defensive moment of the year. We both had the same for that as well. In the same game, San Francisco. Cam Bynum's interception to seal the win against San Francisco. Not only because I was, you know, I was there. I witnessed it in person, and just how the crowd was just electric. It was amazing. And just how that game unfolded, there was no better ending to how it ended. It just, I had to pick it. So the next one and the final one is the MVP of the Vikings. And we both had the same pick. This was a hard pick for the simple fact that, you know, injuries. Kirk Cousins, I feel like Kirk probably could have been talking about Kirk for this award, or Justin Jefferson, but they both got hurt. So it was kind of hard to pick this category, but we both went defense and both went the same player, to Neil Hunter for MVP of the Vikings this year. He just had a hell of a year, especially sack wise, one of the top players with sacks, as many sacks this year. He had 15 and a half. That's what I got off of NFL.com. 77 total tackles, 49 solo, 28 assists, and 4 forced fumbles. So, yeah, the MVP of Vikes Vibes Vikings awards go to Danielle Hunter for both me and Jaren. That's the awards. And that is another Vikings season under the books. And like I said before, it was not the year we expected. Second year under KOC. Like always, hope for next year. And we'll be doing some more shows during the off season here. I'm not exactly sure on when. We'll throw out announcements that's coming soon, and stuff like that. So definitely we will be doing probably before the draft, after the draft, obviously, and then, you know, probably, you know, leading up to the draft, talking about certain draft prospects, ideas, mock drafts, stuff like that. And then of course free agency is always it's always buzzing. So we'll definitely find more stuff to talk about the Vikings. Just it might not be every week like it is in season. So Yeah, I just want to thank everyone for following along with me and with Jaron. And he ultimately, you know, he had to leave the show. He had to attend to his son. So we apologize for that. But we'll be back. Thank you, everyone who watched and listened throughout the season with me and with Jaron. And we hope that you'll stick with us. And, yeah, we'll see you next time. All right, see ya.